Hey folks, this is the 10th of September, and it's rocky in Sacramento, obviously, and I figured I would just come in here and record a boo really quickly, because I did. I was in here looking for something anyway, and I thought, well, I'll post a boo. I haven't posted over here in a while, and so I'm not going to say much about yesterday. You know, that thing that happened yesterday that everybody likes to talk about and make a big deal about, that newsworthy thing that even the media can't stop talking about. I love Apple, don't get me wrong, but it's like, okay, yes, they put out 2 new iPhones, I know. And I think it's because I'm just underwhelmed this time, and, you know, my friends who are tech savvy are asking me, what's the big deal? What did you expect? They haven't really refreshed their hardware significantly in a couple of years. What is it that you wanted to see? But I was really excited, and I've been telling everybody, wait till the fall. Don't upgrade in the spring. All my friends, I've got probably half dozen people that I could name that I know. Most of them are local, who went out in the spring and bought iPhone 6s of all things. And I said, don't do that. They're going to bring Force Touch to the iPhone. They're going to bring a whole new gesture. Why? And most of them can see. And I'm thinking, you're going to get a better camera. Don't do it yet. But they all went out and did it. And most of them are people who say, you know, I don't have to have the latest and greatest and the newest iPhone. And I thought, yeah, but some of you had... This is their year to upgrade. You know, if they just waited, it would have been free. And I guess if you're taking photos, it would be a great phone to have. But I don't know. I thought this would be such a big monumental deal. And I guess because so much of the emphasis on new features focused around the camera. If anything, the iPhone 6... Oh, geez, 6S, there we go, has a smaller battery, actually. I read this morning, actually a smaller battery even than the iPhone 6. So those people that knew they wanted that smaller 4.7-inch screen were smart to get their iPhone 6s when they did, because the new ones actually have a little bit less battery capacity, I think, probably to make room for the flexible screen and the haptic engine, that, you know, was there to handle the Force Touch. So it was probably wise of them to do that. I'll be curious to see if the 6S Plus has a smaller battery in it as well, or if they were able to just cram it in there. It is a tiny, tiny bit thicker. So for me, I don't know, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. This is my year to upgrade, but for once, I'm not just chomping at the bit. I don't know what happened to me this year. Usually, I'm Apple all the way, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever. Really would like a new MacBook Air. I'm hoping that the iPad Pro, now they're going after the desktop market. I really, really see it. And if I had, you know, kids, little artistic little kids like Top Gold does, or kids who are still learning, you know, like Top Gold does, or like so many other people that I know have little kids that iPads in school and stuff. I that iPad Pro is just, I look at that and I think, man, that's the tool. But for myself, I wouldn't want one, you know, because it's funny, I would love the bigger size when it comes to my phone screen, and yet I don't want a big full-size iPad. I like the iPad mini personally for myself, but when it comes to the phone, I'm thinking, yeah, make it bigger. Everyone's laughing at me, asking me why do you want a great big screen if you can't see it on your phone? And you know, I'd like greater surface area, make it easier to drag things around, make gaming a little easier, make playing chess a little easier. I had this notion that it would give me an extra row of icons. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe somebody can enlighten me. Or maybe they just made them larger on the screen. I don't know. But the reason really that I, at the end of the day, wanted the 6 Plus and the 6S Plus, the 5.5-inch screen basically, was because of the big battery. I love the idea of everyone says it's not a big deal. What's the big deal? It's 3,000 milliamps. So what? It has to power that big screen. But I leave my brightness down at zero anyway. I keep thinking, you know, I can use a great big long life battery. So I start thinking, you know, I don't mind something that's just a tad smaller than an iPad mini in my pocket. I'd love it for the audio, but the truth is, if I'm going to be honest with myself, I don't use the speakers in my phone very much anyway. So I'm torn now. Really, the only compelling thing for me right here is Apple Pay. And for that, I'm thinking, you know, maybe I should just sit on it for a year and wait for the iPhone 7 and see if some revolutionary new design comes out of that new hardware. And just maybe pick up a 6 Plus, because now all the refurb devices are going to be really, really inexpensive. I think this is really going to knock the price of the other iPhones down, especially once they're shipping and people start playing with Force Touch and stuff. I'm a lot of sighted people are going to want that camera, so I'm thinking, really what I want is 128 gigs of storage. That's what I want. That's my thing at the end of the day. The larger battery would be nice, but I've got 64 now, and I'm always within like 3 gigs of running out of space, even with all the streaming that I do. So I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe I should just buy something outright and switch carriers. I'm thinking maybe you're looking at T-Mobile. I don't know. I'm just nothing really entices me. I thought my mouth would be watering, and it's not. I don't know why, but it's not this year. So I said I wasn't going to talk about it, and I wasted 7 minutes talking about it. But I've been digitizing old tapes in my spare time. I'll just grab a handful. Got a lot of cassettes from the last couple decades, and they've been sitting in a box since probably the mid-90s. But they go all the way back to like the mid-70s. I've got family members that are dead now. I've got my grandparents in there, so I've got to be really careful. So I'm grabbing a handful at a time. I'm trying not to overwhelm myself because it's just a huge project. There are like 3 big boxes. But I've decided I got to do this before they're not playable anymore. I was just reading an article about how so much of the tape media, a huge percentage of it, is not even playable now. So I thought, you know what, if you're going to do this before you die, you really need to get on it and just do it. So it means rewinding the tape carefully and just recording, getting one pass, and ripping it all to a big WAV file and then cleaning it up later. And most of it is just garbage I don't care about. But boy, I found some tapes of my dad's parents, his mom and his dad, my grandfather's playing guitar, and just some stuff that I thought, wow, this is so cool. I don't know that anybody else in the family has some of this content. So very nostalgic, but very, very, very time-consuming and really tedious. The beauty of going through a WAV file once I get the first rip is I can flip through it faster. But there's just so much of it, and it's a really tedious project, and I've been pushing myself to get it done. I've been saying for years I was going to do it, and it's like, you know, the clock is ticking. Get on it, or just get rid of them and toss them if you're going to do it, because the longer you wait, the less likely. I haven't run into any unplayable ones yet, but it won't surprise me if I find some that just aren't intelligible. I'm actually surprised that there's still, I'm able to get good content off of here. I haven't really had too much trouble with cassettes over. I had a little twisting, but no breakage yet. I haven't had to splice anything. Thank God, because I don't have the patience anymore. I used to just take it for granted, you know, but now I'm like, God, how did I have that kind of fine motor dexterity? I think I got lazy as I got older. So making myself do this project, and I'm just trying not to look at the vast number of just quantity. I'm just grabbing a handful at a time and making myself do them. Ugh, tedious. So that's all. Just taking a break. And I hope you guys are doing well and having a great week. Weekend's almost here, and my boo is almost done, thank God. Isn't this boring? It's probably really boring. Anyway, hope things are going well with everybody. I will speak to you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.